I'm a professor now. I'm finished my PhD, and I'm a professor, and I ask myself these questions. And in class, I was maybe 40 students in this class, and I asked them if anyone is interested in knowing what's going on in this world of psychiatry. I'd like for you to do a field placement, a street placement, travailleur de rue. Okay. So Annette shows up at the class and she says, "I'm interested."
I was interested in mental health issues, and we kind of just thought of this idea of starting a support group, but a peer support group for people who had been hospitalized in psychiatry. And he supervised my that practice work for that summer. It was from May to September, or April to September. So that's, you know, how I got to know Neri. And Eugène started with the group that I had started. He started a bit once I was away from the group, because I was had been studying and working, and Neri had found another student to take over the supervision of the group, or just make sure that things were going smoothly. And so Eugène was kind of introduced to the group when I wasn't there, but then I always kind of remained obviously interested in the group, and he kind of came and got me at one point for some head questions, and we met like that, and I just never went away. I'm part of the board for the group, a bit of a sounding board for Eugène when he needs to kind of bounce things off somebody.
I heard that there was a support group at a basement of a church, so I went to see what was going on there, and there was a student with whom I had gone to school with, and she was going back to university in September, and she said, "We're looking for someone to replace us, and from all the members here, you seem to be more functional than the others. Are you interested?" And I said, "Yes." I said yes, so she said, "I'll introduce you to my supervisor, Neri Saint-Amand." And I went to the university to meet Neri. I was feeling quite important all of a sudden, because I was meeting someone who had an office at university. He hired me and he said, "We'll try out for 4 months." My first operating budget was $88.13. That's where it all started, and Neri has been a support person for me throughout the years, and someone whom I confided with, and especially in the early years, I think he was like my second psychiatrist, without asking me for my Medicare number. and that's how it the marriage of academic expertise with street level experience, getting together and creating IDs, attempting to change and transform people's convictions on mental health.